Blog Talk Radio. If you're saying something, I cannot hear you.
I'm sorry. My phone was still on mute. I had took it off, but it was still on mute. I'll start over. Thank you all for tuning in on this Monday night, the 25th of February. Thank you for keeping us on your programs with your daily Monday night schedules. I will start off asking you to continue to pray for Apostle Sandra Thomas family and keep this ministry also in your prayer. I will be continuing on with the program, which we have our speaker on tonight, which I'm waiting to present to you all in a few minutes. What we would like to say, we are Blog Talk Radio, which is every Monday night of every month. That is Iron Sharpening Iron Ministries, Smile 3E, from 8 p.m. Central Standard Time or 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm your host for tonight, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, along with Minister Sheila Kaiser. We will be presenting the program that Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser has made possible for us to bring to you. I'm going to ask Minister Sheila if she's ready to pray for us on tonight. Okay, I guess maybe she's having problems with her phone. So we will continue on. I would like to ask Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser if she would like to pray for us.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. God, we thank you that yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we shall fear no evil, for we know that thou art with us. God, we thank you that your word also reminds us that he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty, and that you are our shield and our buckler, you are our refuge and our fortress, that you hide us under the feathers of your wings, and that many may fall at our right hand or our left hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. God, we thank you that your word reminds us that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us, thou shalt condemn. Father God, we thank you that we can learn from your word that we need to live a life that says, not my will, but your will be done, just like Jesus, and also like his mother Mary that says, be it unto me according to your word. God, teach us how to live a life that says, but I will seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto me. God, thank you for teaching us to pray earnestly and fervently for one another. Thank you, God, for teaching us to seek you early when we can find you, God. Thank you for teaching us about your word and for you reminding us, God, that thou will keep thee in perfect peace that keeps their minds stayed on thee. God, thank you that your word reminds us that you are Almighty God. You are Jehovah Jireh. You're Jehovah Nisi. You're Jehovah Shalom. You're Jehovah Shammah. You're to kiss and God. You are God. We thank you for being our peace. We thank you for being present. We thank you for being our righteousness. We thank you for being the captain of our salvation. God, we thank you for being all that we need. We thank you for being the beginning and the end. We thank you for being the author and the finisher of our faith. We thank you, God, for you being the potter and we are the clay. God, and when you see a marred place, you make it over again. And we thank you, God, for how many times you've forgiven us. We thank you, God, for how many times you've blessed us. We thank you, God, that we're under the windows of heaven and that you're pouring out blessings, God, upon us that we cannot receive. We thank you for being a promise maker and a promise keeper, God. You are God. Thank you, God, for teaching us and reminding us that you're a rewarder of them that diligently seek you. God, thank you for your word. God, thank you for Jesus being the word manifested in the flesh, God. We thank you for your word, and we thank you for on tonight. We will hear your word, we will obey your word, God, and we will live thereby. So thank you for the word that's in the belly of the speaker, God, that when the word comes forth, God, that it's going to come forth with power and might, but most of all, God, it's going to come forth and it's going to cause a new and mercies, not only new mercies every morning, God, but it's going to cause a new and a freshness within us, God. So we thank you for the fresh word. We thank you for the rhema word. But most of all, God, we thank you for giving us your word and that we will live by your word. Release your word on tonight, God, so that we can hear it and obey it and hide it in our hearts. Thank you for your word, God. Thank you for your man's servant. Thank you that he's blessed in the city and blessed in the field, and that he's the head and not the tail. Thank you that he's the prophet to the nations. Thank you that he's the minister to the nations. Thank you, God, that he obeys you on purpose and with purpose. In Jesus' name, we thank you, God, for everything. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you, Apostle, for that prayer tonight. I think take it wholeheartedly. I'm also going to ask you all to keep Apostle Electa in your prayers for the next realm in life that God is taking her to. She will be needing your prayers for strength and endurance. I'm asking you all to just pray with her, for her, and about her. I'm asking you to do that from your heart. I said pray, P-R-A-Y, not P-R-E-Y. I'm thanking you for trusting you all to do that. And like she said, the word, his word. Like the word of God said in Matthew 24 and 35, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. So I thank God for the word that's going to be spoken on tonight, because no matter what, the word is going to stand. So I'm going to, Prophet Antoine Thomas, are you on the line tonight, sir? Okay.
Hello?
Yes. The prophet is on the line. We're going to put it in your hands, sir. Let God have his way with you.
Awesome, awesome. Well, thank you so much for that. And definitely enjoy the prayer by Apostle Elect. As you know, back in Chicago for a couple of days and been kind of, they say, running around like a chicken with my head cut off and just taking care of one thing or another. So we wouldn't be able to do Facebook Live tonight, but I do want to share with you what the Lord put on our hearts. And Father, we just give you praise and we give you honor for this time of gathering, this time of impartation, Father, this time of exhortation. Father, we pray that we have an ear to hear and a heart to receive and the will to obey and the wisdom to manifest what you would say to us tonight. Let no fresh glory in your sight. Let the glory be thine. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thankful to everyone who's on the line tonight and those who can hear me. I appreciate your prayers. We appreciate your prayers and encouragement. And during this time that we went through with the graduation of Apostle Sandra Thomas, and we just want to continue to show our appreciation for all the love that we've gotten over the last few weeks. And we ask you continue to keep us in your prayers. God has really been holding us up in ways that I couldn't even explain, even if I tried to do so. So I want to get right to it. I don't want to belabor the time at all. Tonight I want to talk about making sure, I want to talk about tonight the importance of instructions, the importance of instructions. Real quickly, I want to go to the New Testament. Thank the Lord tonight. Thank God for my wife, and I thank God for Apostle Elect and Minister Renee and Minister Sheila, I believe, is on the line as well. Usually. So we thank God for everybody who's on who's on the line tonight. Thank God. So I'm pulling up my electronics here. Thank God. I'm excited about what God is doing in this season. I'm excited about that. And reason being is because, as the Lord shared with me, there is no way that God would take a general like Apostle Sandra Thomas and then not elevate someone to take that position. And so we have to make sure that we stay focused. because sometimes we get focused on the emotion of a season. And we miss the instruction of God. And then we miss the timing of God because we're focused on the emotion of what we do, of what we're dealing with. And if we get focused on the emotion of what we're dealing with, we will miss the pretty much the elevation of God and what He's doing for us in that season. The 17, verse number 12, it says, as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. They lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. Jesus answered and said, were there not 10 that were cleansed? But where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said unto him, arise, go thy way, thy faith has made thee whole. Tonight, once again, I want to talk about the importance of instruction, the blessing of instruction, the miracle of your instruction. The reason I'm talking about that is because God gives us instructions only, mainly because he knows beyond what we think. He knows beyond what we know. And God, I told someone today, God does not talk to us based on our right now actions. Thank you, Lord. God speaks to us based on the plans that he knows he has for us. I'm talking good already to myself. And as long as you are trying to judge what God is saying to you by what you are right now, you're going to always misunderstand what he's saying. He told them, go to the priest, even though they were not cleansed yet. And so it was tradition that once they believed themselves to be cleansed, that they would then show themselves to the priest as a way to verify what they believed had already been done. But Jesus sent them to the priest prior to them being cleansed. And the Bible says that as they went, and the importance of our instruction is because God's going to do something for you while you're going. You're not going to always have it right then and there, and you're not going to always know the outcome immediately. God's going to have the blessing to manifest itself while you're following the instructions. Because sometimes, Apostle-elect, I found that sometimes we're too busy trying to qualify ourselves. We're too busy trying to make sure that we've crossed every T and dotted every I before we do what it is we think we ought to be doing, or before we receive the miracle that God has for us. We try to make sure we got everything in line. We're trying to make sure that we're doing God a favor, and we don't want God's word to fall short because of what we think, as if God does not know your struggle already, as if God does not know already what's going on with you. Your deliverance is going to happen in the journey of your assignment. As soon as we started reading, it says that he went through a certain village. In other words, it didn't say a random village, or he did not know where he was going. He already knew they were there. Ah, help me, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I want to tell somebody tonight, God's coming your way on purpose. God is putting himself in your path to make sure, hallelujah, that you have an encounter with him that's different than anything else you've ever experienced before. So don't let life detour you and you end up missing God. because he's coming your way. Not to you, but he's coming your way. Why? Because you're going to have to reach out for him. You're going to have to call him. You're going to have to beckon him. You're going to have to make your call to him on purpose. He is putting himself within close enough vicinity that he can hear your call. But if you just sit there, because I know you said, well, I'm waiting on the Lord. But that waiting does not mean don't do nothing. That waiting means I am still doing until God does what he does. I'm not going to try to make anything happen. I'm not going to cut any corners. I'm not going to try to do it myself. I'm not going to try to manipulate and maneuver. I'm going to do what God has instructed me to do until he does what he told me he's going to do. Because they noticed they went to him. And, of course, we know he knows our struggles and he knows our situations and he knows the things that we have need of. But that don't mean he's going to always hand it to you every time you need it. I heard Bishop Jake say a long time ago, he wants to know how bad do you want it. My uncle would always say, a closed mouth don't get fed. Bless the Lord. So we have to make sure that we are reaching out to God. God, listen here. You already know. I'm just telling you I want it. I'm just telling you I need it. I'm just telling you I'm coming to the source. I'm looking unto the hills which cometh all of my help because I know my help comes from the Lord. Look at Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus made his mind up. Look here. I'm going to get as close to God as I possibly can. I'm not going to play with this thing. I'm not going to take a chance that he might pass me by or he might see me or that he might hear me. I'm going to, my God, help me, Holy Ghost. I'm going to make sure that God knows I'm here. I want to make sure that God hears my voice. I don't care. I don't care how loud you think I am or if I'm getting on your nerves, if I've got to be the loudest person in church, if I've got to be the craziest person in church, I'm going to let God know I'm here and I'm reaching out for you. Because I may look silly, but watch my tomorrow. I may look crazy today, but watch my tomorrow. Don't be afraid to break society's protocol. I promise you guys, I'm almost done. Don't be afraid to stick out. Don't be afraid to be the weird one. Sometimes we're trying to get a blessing from God and we're looking to fit in like everybody else and to get along like everybody else. But this miracle is going to happen because you don't mind reaching out beyond what the norm is. Because if you break some rules, God will break some barriers. Oh, my God, today. I said again, if you break some rules, God will break some barriers. Notice at the beginning of this reading, the Bible says that there were 10 men who were lepers. In other words, before the miracle even happens, the word begins to speak past tense of what they were dealing with. Stop claiming stuff that you don't want no more. No, he's not your ex. No, that's not your diabetes. No, that's not your sugar. No, that's not your heart condition. No, that's not your arthritis. Stop claiming stuff. Because outside of those issues, you are awesome. Stop claiming the struggle. Stop identifying yourself by that current. Connect yourself with what you've made it over with who you are right now. Follow the instructions. The Bible says that as they went, they were healed. Now, mind you, watch this. I want to point one more thing out, and I'm getting ready to shut this down. Jesus honored the tradition of them going to show themselves to the priest. That's why we got to make sure that we don't find ourselves in a place where we're so busy trying to do away with tradition that we don't understand the honor of tradition. Are you listening to me? This instruction, although weird and although abnormal, brought them to a place that they could not get without him. And all it took was one person to come back and say thank you that made him whole. Now, the other ones was just healed. But because he came back to say thank you, he was made whole. I'm closing, y'all. I'm done. I'm telling you, when you follow God's instruction and you see the miracle, don't forget to tell him thank you, because that thank you is going to elevate what God did for me. He said, wasn't that 10? Why is it only one? I want to challenge you tonight to be that one. I don't mind coming back and saying thank you. I don't mind following the instructions, because you know what's best for me, although my weary eyes cannot see. So I'll just say thank you, Lord, because I could have been dead. I could have been messed up. But you love me enough to give me some instruction to let me get beyond where I am, to allow my life to go to the next dimension. Hallelujah. Don't forget, whatever you do, follow the instruction. That thing has blessed me tonight, y'all. I told you I wasn't going to hold you long at all. But follow the instruction. Sometimes we're trying to figure out, we're trying to calculate, and we're trying to maneuver, and we're trying to overestimate what's going to happen. Just simply follow the instructions. This is going to be a season, and as you, God's going to give it to you while you're walking. I'm going to know the next step while I'm making that next step, because God's going to test your faith at a new dimension. And don't be scared, and don't be weary, don't be fearful. Just follow the instructions and then watch God give you the miracle. Again, my name is Prophet Antoine Thomas. Don't let the sky be your limit. It's too low. God bless you.
Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, man of God, for that word on tonight. That word was for me. That word was for me. I just had a conversation with Apostle Elect today, and I told her some things that God had shared with me while I was praying and talking to him. And I said, Lord, I can't wait till I get delivered from certain things to do what you told me to do. I have to do it right now, because I believe while I'm doing it, I'm going to look up and it's going to be done in my life. I thank you for that confirmation. That word was for me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I'm going to say, if anybody's on the line that wants to speak to the man of God on tonight, you have your chance to, because I know that word was for me. I'm sure it was for somebody else too. Grab a hold, and I'm going to say right now, Lord, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you, Lord. I thank you. I thank you, Jesus. The lines are open. Go ahead. Make your remarks.
Amen. This is Celia. Before someone else said something, I just want to call out, I have three nuggets. There were so many nuggets. My goodness. Oh, Prophet, you have blessed us on tonight. And I'm going to make sure that the people on Facebook are able to click on the archives to listen to this message. Powerful, powerful message. Here are three of the nuggets I got. God is a barrier-breaking God. That just... Like Minister Sylvia said, that just really blessed me. And then the one that says, stop identifying and connecting yourself with something that's no longer connected to you right now. I said, that blessed me. That just blessed me. And then my last one that I have, because there were so many, but these three just really blessed me so much that I had to write them down. It says, we need to honor God's tradition and his instructions, even when we don't understand it. That is Rhema, and I thank you, I thank you, I thank you. And a matter of fact, I wrote it down, but I got to go now and type it on Facebook, because that was some soul food for the people and for me. So that's all I have.
Amen. Thank you, Apostle Elect, for those words. Is there anyone else that would like to share with the man of God of what the word had did for them and is doing for you on tonight. Well, I believe somebody is somewhere shouting, getting delivered, doing what they have to do because they know God has told them, stop waiting on yourself. Do what I told you to do, and I'll do the rest. I think about that commercial that say one step forward and two steps back. Take them two steps forward. You won't have to take no steps back. I thank God for the word on tonight. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Again, I'm going to ask, do anyone else have anything they would like to say to the man of God? Okay, Prophet, do you have any cheap plugs or any information you would like to get out to us on tonight?
No, ma'am, not tonight. As far as I know, as of right now, I don't have any further engagement in Chicago. That may change tomorrow, so just keep in touch with us via Facebook or Instagram, and if anything changes on that end, we will definitely post that to keep the people of God aware of what's going on in the city near you.
Okay, well, I hope I see it on Facebook because I don't do Instagram. I'm limited with my talents with the computer. So I just want to say again, thank you for the word on tonight. Again, he came from the book of Luke, the 17th chapter, the 12th verse, and I so enjoyed it. He said, make sure you one practice being one of the ones that came back to say thank you. Oh, my God. Thank you. Thank you, man of God. Apostle-elect Cecilia, is there anything you would like to say on tonight?
No, just remind them what you had started off with at the beginning of the program. Remember to keep Apostle Sandra Thomas's family in your prayers. It's very imperative. A lot of times people will pray for people upon things happening, during things happening, but a lot of times they forget about the longevity and the fervent prayers of the righteous that avail as much that is needed throughout that time. So keep them in your prayers continually, not just a one-time or two-time thing, but just whenever you think of Apostle Sandra Thomas, you should think of praying for her children and her children's children.
Yes, I agree with you much. And if you all remember, this is Apostle's birthday month, and if I'm not mistaken, I think her family, her children are still going to celebrate her. So please keep your eye out on their Facebook page and Instagram, as the prophet was saying, so that you would know that we could all come together and celebrate her with the greatest gift of all. She's with our Lord and Savior. And I just want you all to know, keep watching Facebook because it's going to be postings up that's, like she said, with the word of God. God's word is never going to end, never going to pass, and never going to die. And that woman of God, Apostle Sandra Thomas, that she preached that word. She preached that word, and you will be seeing different postings from her again. Keep the family in prayer. Don't play like it. Do it for real. Keep the family in prayer. And I just want to say again, the word on tonight was definitely a word that was needed. So I am going to ask the man of God if he would like to pray us out before I give our final words in the program.
Yes, ma'am, I appreciate that. Yes, beloved, just don't forget, amen, sometimes we have things that come up in life that really come to distract us. And as I shared with the people of God yesterday, distractions come, they are almost the inevitable. But if we don't stay focused on what God said, it's not that the word of God is to no effect. We've got to remain strong. That's why the Bible said to set your face like a flint, so that no matter what happens, no matter what comes against you, you stay focused on what God said. And then God will take care of the rest. Father, we give you praise and we give you honor tonight for the word that was shared, Lord Jesus. We ask that we continue to have ears to hear and hearts to receive and wills to obey what you have sent to us, no matter when, no matter where, no matter what. And, Father, that we pray that we also be a people that when obstacles come, that we continue to lean and depend on you for everything because you are the author and the finisher of our faith. And for this, we give you praise and we give you honor. Father, continue to hold us up in this time. Continue to be our buckler. If you be our God, we'll be your people. We give you praise and we give you honor. In Jesus' mighty name, it is so, and so it is.
So it is. So I want to remind you all, we're here every Monday night. We're also here every Friday night.
Minister Sylvia, your phone is breaking up.
Okay, I'm sorry about what's going on with it, but I'll start it over that again. Thank you so much for tuning in on this Monday night, which we are here every Monday night. We're also here every Friday night, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with our very own Elder Kathy Kendall. That's also on Facebook. She has a program that's called God Still Heals. We're also here every Sunday morning, 9:30 Central Standard Time, 10:30 Eastern Standard Time, with our very own Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser and Minister Sheila Kaiser, along with Minister Brandon Kaiser. They have a program that's called Let's Talk. We also want you not to forget, don't forget, our foundational scripture, which is Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Don't forget, this program loves you with the love of the Lord, and there's nothing you could do about it. So please spread the word. Tell your family and friends. Check out our archive so that you can go back and get different programs that you can listen to in case you need a refresher, in case you never heard it, or just in case you just want to hear it again. We're here for you. We love you with the love of the Lord, as I said before. And we would like to say good night. Peace out.